Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. All too predictable. All too predictable. The reaction of the progressive Dems, the socialist Marxist Social Democrat Party, and their cohorts, the willing water carriers in the media. Oh, Trump, terrible summit, worst presidential summit meeting ever. And then you got John Brennan, who got up off his Muslim prayer cloth long enough to say that the president should, I guess, be impeached because he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, if anybody should recognize what those are, that would be John Brennan. So, you know, it's remarkably similar to, remember last week, a week ago, the president announced his choice to be a Supreme Court nominee. And all the paid Soros demonstrators are out front of the Supreme Court with their pre-made signs that have a blank spot for the name of the nominee to be written in. You know, it didn't matter who the nominee was going to be. They were going to stand in opposition to it no matter who it was. Insert name here was the tone of that stuff. I'm telling you, it's just... They are all too predictable. Here we go, getting underway on Monday. And meantime, in Helsinki, of course, President Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin. We've got a bunch of the audio from that. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation here on the first work day of the week. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. I tell you what, let's begin by flashing back in time to President Obama's final news conference where he talked about the Russian collusion theory, and this is what President Obama had to say about it.
Not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
He says he told Russian President Vladimir Putin directly to, in his words, cut it out. He says the breaches stopped after that, but the Democrats' emails had already been released on WikiLeaks. Mm.
President-elect Donald Trump has said it's ridiculous. He doesn't think Russia was involved in the hacking of his opponent's campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama took the opportunity to say that in itself is pretty ridiculous. He says it's indisputable. He's going to have a full report before he leaves office. But he went out of his way to really say pretty negative things about Russia and its leader.
The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms.
He's promised to retaliate, but didn't say how. Experts say additional sanctions are likely.
Yeah, so, you know, President Trump on Saturday said, look, you know, if our intelligence agencies seriously, why didn't Obama do anything about it? Well, Obama told Vladimir Putin, cut it out. And we know what kind of weighty messages were sent by the feckless Obama and the crossing of the red line in the Middle East and all that. Nobody paid any attention to what Obama said, except perhaps when he met with the former Russian president and told him send a message back to Vladimir Putin before the 2012 election. Tell Vladimir that I'll have more leeway after the election. Leeway for what? If there's collusion, the collusion is between the Democrats and the Russian state. So it was fascinating to watch today. I mean, it's all kabuki theater. We all get that. the Washington Times, maybe the closest thing you're going to get to a neutral news report, because you know what you're going to get from CNN and MSNBC. And the only people that watch them are the hardcore Kool-Aid drinkers. CNN and MSNBC can't beat HGTV or the Cartoon Network for viewers. That's how bad things are for their news sources. Washington Times reporting President Trump confronted Russian President Vladimir Putin about hacking the U.S. election, and Mr. Putin again denied his country's involvement. I said we have a bunch of the sound bites from today, and let's begin with this from President Trump saying the two countries would benefit from better relations.
I'm here today to continue the proud tradition of bold American diplomacy. From the earliest days of our republic, American leaders have understood that diplomacy and engagement is preferable to conflict and hostility. A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world.
And the president touched on the topic of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, Putin denying any Russian involvement. And here is Putin through his translator.
Once again, President Trump mentioned the issue of the so-called interference of Russia in the American elections, and I had to reiterate things I said several times, including during our personal contacts, that the Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including election process.
The president also said he believes the two countries would benefit from better relations after this meeting in Helsinki. The president said he thinks that that's what lies ahead.
Even during the tensions of the Cold War, when the world looked much different than it does today, the United States and Russia were able to maintain a strong dialogue. But our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. I really believe that.
Now, you may remember, of course, when Hillary was Secretary of State, she dragged herself over to Moscow, and they had this big, again, kabuki theater. They had the reset button. They were going to push the reset button for resetting the relations between the U.S. and Russia. By the way, they had in Cyrillic alphabet what they thought was the word reset on the button, and they got it wrong. It actually said something else. It didn't say reset. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, about the Russian interference, Putin denied any Russian involvement, and the president said, as far as that goes, he believes it.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
That's rich. That's really rich. So he essentially told Bob Mueller, yeah, send your investigators over and we'll have our people work with them. Like anybody that is a GRU, a Soviet military intelligence, anybody that's a GRU agent, is ever going to receive a subpoena? Is ever going to actually show up in a court? You know, they charged a number of civilian Russians previously, 14 of them, something like that. And two of them actually called Mueller on it, said, okay, we're ready for trial. You know, bring it on. Where's your evidence? Charges dropped. Quietly, charges dropped. Meantime, Putin, he has pretty much the same attitude towards the press as President Trump. He's not going to take any guff on him. A reporter asked him, you know, about this collusion business. And Putin's answer was pretty rich. We'll share that with you when we come right back. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show as we roll on here on Monday on WORD.
Rock on, brother.
Yeah, Fab Four in the background. John Paul George and Ringo, Beatles, of course. 320 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me quickly catch up with the text line, 71307. See if I can get back to the beginning here quickly. Bob, if Trump hasn't been shown any more evidence of Russian meddling than we have, then why would he fly off the handle and forcefully accuse him? Good point. Bob, if the AT&T deal with Time Warner goes through, I can guarantee they clean house at CNN. How funny would that be? Just a thought. Happy Monday. Well, the guy that's the head of CNN just re-upped. They just signed him to a new 5-year contract because of the terrific job that he's doing. Bob, I had the displeasure of watching Senator Bob Corker speak to CNN after the summit while at lunch. All I can say is put a cork in it, Corker. Yeah, if you missed that, here is some of what little man Bob Corker had to say.
I just felt like the president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover, and I was disappointed in that.
Yeah, that's Obama you're thinking of, Senator Corker, that made us look like a pushover. Could someone provide a link to stream online? Well, we do stream online. I'm a loyal listener, but an unable to listen. I've tried the listen button on your website, but it doesn't work. If you're having problems with streaming, are you using the... If you're still using TuneIn or you're still using the WORD app, those are now dead. Those have been replaced by the radio.com app. Okay, just go to your app store, download radio.com, put 106.3 WORD in your favorites list, and you got us. And if you are having problems with the radio.com app, you can just send a text message or an email to support@radio.com. Okay, support@radio.com, and they'll help you get it squared away. Bob, don't forget to add Lindsey Graham, Neil Cavuto, and WORD's very own Vince Coakley, because they all sound like big tools for the Dems and the lamestream media. Bobby, what was a key word for this hour? I was out of my work truck getting it serviced and missed it. That's avocado. A-V-O-C-A-D-O. Ever had a fresh one in a salad? Yummy. Avocado. Bobby, was the word not avocado? Avocados. No, not plural. No S on the end. Just A-V-O-C-A-D-O. Avocado. Bobby, I have two questions. First, did a reporter really have to be removed for disrupting the news conference? Yeah, Axios reporting a self-described reporter. What is a self-described reporter? Isn't that somebody who's posing as a reporter? A self-described reporter was hauled out of Helsinki Palace before Presidents Trump and Putin held their joint press conference today following their one-on-one meeting. Jonathan Swan of Axios tweeted a video from the scene. The individual posing as a reporter held up a sign saying nuclear weapons ban. And security said, uh-oh, okay, you're out of here, pal. And my second question was that reporter's name Jim Acosta. Well, you're right in that Jim Acosta poses as a reporter. but it was not Jim in this instance. My baby doll, Brenda, was telling me that some of the people at CNN and MSNBC the other day when Trump refused to call on Acosta said, oh, that's CNN and they're fake news and I don't call on them. And instead called on the Fox reporter, said the Fox reporter, I think it was John Roberts. They said that the Fox reporter should have handed the microphone to Acosta or one of the MSNBC reporters. so they could ask their question anyway. Like Trump would have taken it, number one. And number two, if you're being paid by Fox News, you're being paid to report for Fox News, not to hand your microphone to some jerk from CNN. Bobby, I thought it was very telling when Vladimir Putin mentioned George Soros' interference with elections worldwide. About time somebody did that. Mm-hmm. Bobby, does Vladimir Putin in any way, shape, or form have to deal with the same kind of stuff at home that our president does here? Nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. Bobby, notice how the media, even Fox and Breitbart, immediately post dozens of frantically crazy statements from the left, and the president gets a line or two. There you go. Bob, I'm not a never-Trumper, but I wish Trump would stop blaming past presidents for everything in the book. Just man up and own the here and the now. We're not talking about here and now, though. We're talking about something that happened previous to the 2016 election, when Obama was the president. And I think it's perfectly right for the president to revisit that. The president on Saturday reacted to the indictment of the 12 Russian military officers, said the stories you heard about the 12 Russians yesterday took place during the Obama administration, not the Trump administration. Why didn't they do something about it? Especially when it was reported that President Obama was informed by the FBI in September before the election. I think that's fair game. Bobby, could you please ask Miss Annie if Mini Coopers and BMWs are exempt from this that Southern Shield thing? Zoom, zoom, Paul, 50 in Greenville. No, especially the M-Class of Beamers. They are most especially targeted and are anything but exempt. That's the crackdown on speeding that's going on the interstates. Bob, Trump supporters remind me of back in school when kids thought they would become wealthy simply by hanging out with the rich kids. Huh? What's your point? Hi, Bob. Not sure if you've already discussed this, but if it's true that Hillary is making noises about running for president in 2020, is she sending a message to those affected? Do not tell what you know about my campaign because I will be back in power to protect you. As always, love your show. That's an interesting thought. Bobby, Obama is the retired past master of blaming former presidents. Give me a break. Bob, I'm from Pickens. I can't spell that even with a spell check. What, avocado? A-V-O-C-A-T-O. Now, I mentioned Putin was asked about this hacking business. Well, first of all, let me go back briefly to the comment that was made earlier by Vladimir Putin about, yeah, Mr. Mueller, you got this investigation going. You're the special counsel. You want to look into meddling and alleged Trump campaign collusion. Asked about extraditing the 12 Russians, Putin made the startling offer for Mr. Mueller to ask Moscow formally to hold and interrogate them. Our law enforcement are perfectly capable of questioning the Russian military officers and relay the results to the special counsel, Putin said. Or Putin said, we can meet you halfway and allow Mr. Mueller to travel to Russia to observe the questioning of the officers by Russian authorities. Options abound, Putin said. Then, of course, Putin was asked, you know, about this collusion. And Putin asked the reporter who asked about collusion, we should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? It is utter nonsense, Putin said. Just like the president recently mentioned, the public at large in the United States had a certain perceived opinion of the candidates during the campaign, but there is nothing particularly extraordinary about it. That's the usual thing. President Trump, when he was a candidate, he mentioned the need to restore the Russia-U.S. relationship, and it's clear that certain parts of the American society felt sympathetic about it. So where's your proof? Then, of course, there was the haughty John Brennan, a former DCI, former director, Central Intelligence Agency. This, at the time at Langley, when the parking lot was full of Priuses with Hillary bumper stickers. Wait until you hear what Brennan had to say. He dragged himself off of his Muslim prayer rug long enough to send out a tweet. We'll share that with you on the other side of the news. Annie is along next.
Work.
That's it. We're back with our noses to the grindstone. And boy, is that ever painful. For 4 hours each day between 3 and 7, Bob and the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, and Miss Annie in the news center, keeping us up to date with everything that's going on in the world. How about John Brennan? This guy is a poster child for TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Russian President Vladimir Putin today, following the news conference in Helsinki, former CIA Director John Brennan said the comments were treasonous. Yeah, he used the T word. He actually went there. Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Brennan wrote on Twitter, "It was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you?" Remember on Friday I was quoting Samuel Johnson from back in the 18th century, made the famous remark, patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. And he was referring, of course, to phony patriotism. The patriotism of the Democrats, the loyalty of the Democrats, is to the deep state and to their own self-aggrandizement and pushing their agenda, not to what is best for the republic. Trump and Putin, of course, fielding questions from reporters at the joint summit in Helsinki. Trump dismissed allegations that his campaign colluded with Russian government agents, calling the investigation into his campaign a witch hunt, again, which I think is an accurate description. "The probe is a disaster for our country. It's kept us separated." Well, what is it that Obama did for 8 years but try and separate rich versus poor, black versus white, Christian versus everybody else of any other religion? These are the guys that are the experts at keeping us separated. So, look, this is from Brennan, and we know what to expect from him. To the phones we go. Alan is first up today, and Alan joins us from Reedville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Monday edition.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mack. Sometimes it's easy to look at politics, and they're great at not ever actually accepting or recognizing any blame that we will not allow in other categories. For example, if we found out that the University of Alabama had been committing gross violations of recruiting during 2014 through 2016, who would be responsible?
Well, that would be the perpetrators, would it not?
Well, they would. Well, Nick Saban.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the coach.
Yep.
He's the head coach. Okay.
Right.
According to the indictment, beginning in early 2014 and running up to and through 2016 presidential election was when this occurred.
Uh-oh.
Now, what entity is the primary entity in the United States government to detect and stop this from happening?
That would be the FBI.
FBI would be one, but this is an international process, so we've got the...
Well, we also would have Langley, and we'd have the guys at NSA chiming in on this as well.
NSA, and then there's the CIA.
Right, Langley. Mm-hmm.
Which is our spy. And who was it that was the head coach of the CIA during the time frame?
I'm thinking. Gee, I can't recall, Alan. Do you remember who was running CIA at that time?
That's right. That's John Brennan.
Yeah.
Now, if this had been recruiting that was not detected and was not and not dealt with, then the head coach would be immediately fired, and he would be horrible. Well, that's John Brennan.
Yep.
John Brennan failed. It started. He was in office before the information said it started. He was there while it was happening, all the way up through the entire presidential election. And no wonder he's screaming.
Yeah.
And one of the problems we have is this. We never hold this guy accountable.
Right.
And that's one of the great things about Trump is that little by little by little, occasionally, some of these people are getting held accountable.
Now, I haven't heard today, I'm sure he's commented, and I just haven't seen his remarks, Mr. Clapper, who, of course, was Brennan's boss. You know, the DCI used to be the top of the food chain in the intelligence game. The director of Central Intelligence used to be the big kahuna, right? But mm-hmm. but after 9/11, when everything was rearranged, and all of this now falls under the purview of the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, that would have been Mr. Clapper, would it not, who also has been an outspoken critic of President Trump?
Yeah, very much so. You know, I really expect it would not surprise me if Russia indicts the same number of American spies that have done like activities in various countries. It would not surprise me. You know, and what he pointed, I mean, there was a lot of insight that's just basically true, okay?
Yeah.
There are people who are American citizens that contribute to political campaigns in Russia.
Yes.
There are people who, and that's not the government, it's not us doing it. And so, you know, some of that may or may not be in play. But, you know, what Trump has said in the scheme of my lifetime experience is, you know, Russia's Russia's, we are we, everybody is who they are. If indeed we have a better working relationship, that may be about the only option. Now, I mean, I'm not trying to cover everything in that.
No, understood.
What we've been doing didn't work.
Right, right.
Okay.
And, so, and look, Obama and all his minions, their skirts are hardly clean ever as well. Remember, you know, when Obama got ticked off with Bibi Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, and kept him cooling his heels downstairs in the White House for an hour while he and Muchel had dinner upstairs, and then lectured Mr. Netanyahu at the White House about how they should go back to the 1968 borders for Israel, which would be suicidal. So then Obama took the guy that had run his campaign in 2008, sent him over to Israel to run the campaign for Netanyahu's opponent. You want to talk about messing in another country's elections. Did you see the media getting their panties all in a wad over that?
Not at all. And again, you know, throughout all of this deal, there is one powerful factor that we have is this. We vote. And that's really the one thing that we can do. And if we just stay on track, let's get to November. Let's continue to do the things that will allow for Trump to continue to implement the things that we see happening that really is unbelievably good.
Yeah, they are unbelievably good. Exactly right. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate the call very much. Look, in November, the people will speak, including 1 million illegals in California if the Democrats can get them all bussed to the polls. But the people will speak, and all of this whistling past the graveyard from Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer and the rest about the big blue wave that's coming. There's a wave that's coming, all right, but they got the color wrong. And when it crashes down on them like a tsunami, you think they're outraged and screaming and their heads are exploding now. Wait until they lose seats in the House and Senate in November. Text line, Bobby, a CIA director who was a communist, should also be tried for high crimes and misdemeanors. Yes, I'm referring to Brennan, like John Kerry, who I believe served in Vietnam, and crooked Hillary Rodham Kankel's pantsuit Clinton. Brennan just needs to go away. But the other point that Alan made was very germane to the issue. Nobody ever goes away, not to the Gray Bar Hotel. Anthony Weiner, he's still the guest of the feds at Club Fed, you know, where he's the most difficult part of his day while he's in the penitentiary is wondering if he can get time on the tennis court. But, geez, you know, Hillary and the rest, Hillary out there making noises about running in 2020. Wait until you hear some of the stuff she said recently, too. It's rich. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Howdy, welcome back. 3:50 now, 10 before 4 o'clock here at hour number one, the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line, 71307. Bob, once again, the Dems and Trump haters are applying Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Make your enemy look guilty of what you are guilty of. Bobby, don't know about you, but I'd like to see Trump and his team. Well, if he actually had somebody other than Forrest Gump, Jeff Sessions as his AG, start rounding up these New World Order elitists like Brennan, the Muslim, and the rest. Bob, where was all the outrage and calls for impeachment when Obama was on his kiss-butt apology world tour? Good question. Speaking of Obama, here is a little bit more from his last news conference of the year in 2016, where he was talking about how Russian hacking shouldn't even be a part of the equation.
On uniform intelligence assessments, the Russians were responsible for hacking the DNC, and that as a consequence, it is important for us to review all elements of that and make sure that we are preventing that kind of interference through cyber attacks in the future. Mm-hmm. That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue.
And, well, tell that to the Democrats of today.
And my hope is that the president-elect is going to similarly be concerned with making sure that we don't have potential foreign influence in our election process. I don't think any American wants that. That shouldn't be a source of an argument. I think that part of the challenge is that it gets caught up in the carryover from election season. And I think it is very important for us to distinguish between the politics of the election and the need for us as a country, both from a national security perspective, but also in terms of the integrity of our election system and our democracy, to make sure that we don't create a political football here.
Yeah. Well, tell that to the Chuck Schumers of the world, because that's the first thing they immediately moved to do was to create a political football out of it. And we know why. Because Trump is upsetting their apple cart. They got a good game going. They're running things. They've got the power. And then all of a sudden, 2016 election, which Hillary is going to win going away, we all know that, turns out to be au contraire, as the French would say. And all of a sudden, their world is crashing down around them. Speaking of the French, congratulations to La France. They beat, Croatia, was it? 2-0 to win the World Cup. And the reason the French, of course, won the World Cup is because the World Cup is not a war. And, whoa, who said that? Who said that? Let's wrap up hour number one by sharing with you today's five random facts.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Here we go with five random for Monday. Fact number one, there was one World War II battle that was actually fought on American soil. Yeah, the Battle of Attu, A-T-T-U, in Alaska, 1943. And from all reports, that was a brutal battle, as you might imagine. Fact number two, the concept of the weekend has only been around since 1879. That's when the term weekend appeared in a British magazine called Notes and Queries, where they talked about taking Saturday and Sunday off work. Fact number three, according to astronauts, and they ought to know, space smells like bacon, burned almond cookies, or rotten eggs. So, in what? Space smells like sulfur? High heels, they look good on the ladies, but they were originally worn by the other gender, men, when they were created in the 1600s as a way to show status and power. The rest of us plebes were walking around barefoot. And finally, in five random for today, did you know when you earn a PhD in Finland, you don't just get a diploma, you also get a sword? Cool. Doesn't say what kind, if it's a saber, rapier, whatever, but here's your PhD, and by the way, here's your sword to go with it.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Quickly, let's get to the phone before this hour wraps up with George, who is in Asheville. Hello, George, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Kudos, Bobby, and I got to confess, I didn't think I was built this way, but I believe I have fallen in love with a man, Donald Trump.
Well, you know, it's 21st century America. As they said on Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm telling you, I was a never Trumper until I had to make a choice, and obviously that's the choice I made,
right,
as any normal human being would make. But I am just stunned by how much I love this man anymore.
What is it about? Is it the fact that, you know, as I famously said last week, Obama lied eloquently. Donald Trump tells the truth somewhat more crudely. You decide which is the best way to go.
I mean, it's unbelievable. This man says what he believes. He believes what he says, and he acts on it.
Yes, he does.
We have been without this since the great Rinaldus Magnus.
I would agree. And your last point, George, may be the most important one. He tells you what he's going to do, and then he does it. Thank you for the call, George. Great to have you here. That's a great wrap-up to hour number one. Second hour of the Monday edition, on the way next, and another keyword.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.